Bulls held together, but still a mile in front here. Sacramento's holding down second. Converge is starting to work up into third spot. It'll be a Waterhouse Bot trifecta to trial one. Dajram pushed out by Rawilla, wins the trial comfortably by 3.5. Sacramento's second, 2.5 away, Converge third, and then Allegron Highland Rocker. So they straighten up now in the Congo, just trying to creep clear from Rubinocchi. The margin now 1.5 lengths. Yes Baby Yes holds its position, then follow Gravina and Papali. In the Congo, 1:25 left the run, is quietly ridden by Clark, is going to hold rivals here. In the Congo, about 1 length in the end to Yes Baby Yes and Rubinocchi. Gravina was fourth.
Yeah, a couple of really nice performances from the Botwaterhouse Spring Contenders yesterday at the trials. And Adrian Bott joins us. Morning, Adrian.
Good morning, Michael.
You would have been happy with what you witnessed yesterday in the Congo, especially looked pretty good. He looks like he's returned well this campaign.
He does, yeah. He's in off the back of a nice break. He did well in that time. And, yeah, seems in great order heading into the campaign, so I've been most pleased with both his trials. So he's ready to go and won't be far off resuming.
Well, you know, he's a Group 1 winner in the Golden Rose, and then you went the Coolmore route last year and it didn't go to plan in the Spring Carnival. He only had a light autumn. What's his main target this spring?
It looks like to sort of do most of his campaign down in Melbourne at this stage. So he's going to resume in the McEwen Stakes. And look towards race like the Moya Manicata, I think. Sort of keep him down there at this stage. That's going to be the aim with him.
Well, that's good to hear for us Victorians that we'll get to see him down here. Was it the strike the issue in the Coolmore last year, or was there another issue within the Congo? Would you then look to continue over the Flemington Carnival? There's some big prize money with a champion sprint.
Yeah, most definitely. Look, if he's, sort of right up to the mark in those sort of early targets that we set him, would most definitely keep him down there. I wouldn't be afraid of going up the straight again. I don't think that was necessarily probably a factor his first time there, pressure of that race. But, yeah, looking back at it as well, he ultimately peaked in the Golden Rose. It was a big run on that day and, it might have just sort of taken a bit more out of him in hindsight because, yeah, the reality of it was that was sort of his sort of one first sort of preparation. He was sort of kept up for a while, and it's just probably, as I said, in hindsight, too much of an ask for him in the Coolmore. So I'd be very forgiving.
Converge looked a pretty controlled trial yesterday. We know he's one of the star 3 year olds last season. How has he progressed?
He seems in really good order. Still got a bit to go with him in terms of sort of his fitness, but I thought he's improving nicely and progressing as planned and is on target. He'll resume in 3 weeks in the tramway and most likely sort of heading through a George Main Epsom path and the main target and goal being the Golden Eagle for him. Just looks a lovely race for him. All the conditions should suit and obviously a great purse for him to be chasing as well.
In that trial, Dajran was pretty keen out in front. This is the son of Frankel, who has been pretty impressive since coming out here to Australia. What kind of race do you think Dajran could be competing in this spring?
Look, certainly feel we haven't seen the best of him. Had quite a high opinion of him there last start, and he wasn't far off. He ran respectable races, but certainly feel we've seen good improvement this time in. He just wanted to race that little bit fresh and bit keenly there in the trial, but I think that'll bring him on nicely. Ratings-wise, I still think would love to see him sort of trying to progress through to a race like the Epsom. I think obviously sort of a race where he can get down in the handicaps and a strongly run mile, I think is probably the sweet spot for him in terms of his distances and what he wants.
Looking towards the majors in Melbourne over the Spring Carnival, you must be excited about Huya Mal, who is the purchase from overseas, and the first run for the team in the Gordon Stakes was good. When does he come out to Australia? Does he have another run in Europe beforehand?
Yeah, he will. Just going to sort of speak with George and Gay and all of us sort of get together and decide exactly which race that'll be. It's looking like the English St. Ledger at present.
Yep.
Looks to be a nice race that'll, obviously, with the main aim being the Melbourne Cup, a race that'll probably set him up best for that. So allow him to come down on that, most likely the first carnival shipment, come down and sort of just have the one run in the Melbourne Cup this season.
Would he head back to the UK? Would then he be an Australian horse for the remainder of his career? Because he's only very lightly raced. If he has one run in Europe, it'll be his ninth run heading into a Melbourne Cup.
Yeah, he's gonna remain in Australia. So once he's down, yeah, I think obviously sort of seeing what happens this campaign, but the aim would be to set out and do the Melbourne Cup all again in 12 months' time as well.
Exciting times. Has Gay picked up any other European horses while she's been over there?
She's back now. We haven't made any purchases as of yet, but certainly always sort of keeping an eye on things and prospects and looking for the opportunities wherever they may be.
Have you got a horse to follow this weekend?
A couple of interesting runners stepping out tomorrow. Scientist, a lovely colt making his debut. Looking forward to seeing him and how he measures up and stacks up in terms of sort of our sort of a betting prospect. I like Twilight Affair tomorrow.
Okay, Twilight Affair tomorrow at Canterbury. We'll keep an eye on that. I think you've got one runner today at Donald as well. How do you think, is it Floris will go?
Yeah, that's her. Floris, yeah, she's Floris. A nice filly stepping out. It's probably a bit over the odds, but there's obviously a couple there that have got the experience and looked to have a bit of form on the board, so they'll be hard to beat. But just looking for a nice competitive run from her today.
Good on you, Adrian. Appreciate the update.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Adrian Bott joining